Welcome to Insight, where we celebrate one artist in about 12 tracks or so. And following all your emails requesting more from one particular artist, in this episode we revisit the catalogue of one of the most important voices of all time. So many of you have emailed in, and I thank you for that, asking for more Frank Sinatra. So here it comes, another dozen or so recordings from his astonishing catalogue, which will show further insight to his remarkable legacy.
Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. The sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take your hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. It's all so peaceful on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Sing hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. That sun is shining, come on, get happy. The Lord is waiting to take you by the hand. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. We're going to the promised land. We're heading across the river. Wash your sins away in the tide. And it's all so nice and peaceful when you get on the other side. Forget your troubles and just get happy. You better chase all your cares away. Shout hallelujah, come on, get happy. Get ready for the judgment day. Forget your troubles, come on, get happy. Forget your troubles, come on, be happy. Forget your troubles, come on, stay happy. Happy, stay happy.
From Frank's 1954 album, Swing Easy, for which he'd employed the great Nelson Riddle on musical arranging duty. Well, welcome along. I do hope all's well with you. Thank you for asking me for more Frank Sinatra. I am always happy to oblige. Let's now feature the song which happened to be the very last one Frank would ever sing in public and whose title appears, at his request, on his headstone. This one features on one of the three incredible studio albums Frank undertook with the amazing Count Basie. Ever since he'd started out working with the big bands, Frank had been desperate to work with Basie and his orchestra, who were his absolute favourite. The first studio collaboration from which we heard last time featured arrangements from Neil Hefti, and the process for picking the songs and deciding on the arrangements could not have been in greater contrast to how the songs were selected for the 1964 sessions with Quincy Jones. We will hear something from the Neil Hefti arranged sessions a little later. Now, though, let's dip into the Quincy Jones arranged material. Although Frank and Quincy had spent considerable time together suggesting songs to each other, how the songs were to be arranged was left completely up to Quincy. And this is another Sinatra trait that's absent from so many singers. Once he had selected a particular arranger for a job, he wouldn't interfere or micromanage. He just trusted them to write whatever they felt would work best. And I think it's this trust that Frank placed in the people he selected to work with and his lack of interference that contributed so greatly to what these arrangers produced. It's no coincidence that so many of these arrangements have in time become, well, so recognisable, so well known and loved, almost as much as the songs themselves. And this is yet another that I would highly recommend for your collection.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started in to hum. Still, it's a real good bet the best is yet to come. Best is yet to come, and babe, won't that be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Wait till our lips have met. And wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? Best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine. We're gonna drain the cup dry. Wait till your charms are ripe for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but baby, you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. And you're gonna be mine.
Frank with the Basie Band. I've got to say that part of the joy with these insight shows for me is that we don't have to work through an artist's lifetime chronologically and hear their story. Let's face it though, all of them do have fascinating stories, but let's save those for our In a Lifetime series and just focus purely on the range of recordings. And this next selection really gives us an insight into the artistry of Frank. It's an astonishing reading of an incredible set of lyrics, which literally covers all bases of the heart. To anyone that's been head over heels in love, Frank's interpretation on this one makes you feel like he's addressing you, articulating your story. But amazingly, for those who have had their heart broken and smashed into millions of pieces, Frank also makes these lyrics talk directly to you. So one set of lyrics delivered in a way that covers two opposite ends of the romantic spectrum thanks to one incredible interpreter of song. And it's further worth mentioning that this song, which is so well known to Sinatra fans and would lend itself to the title of the album, was completely unknown at the time. How it ended up on the release is like something out of an old cheesy movie. The writers, Dave Mann and Bob Hilliard, had written the song and were walking to their publishers to deliver the song. Suddenly, they noticed Frank and Nelson Riddle walking ahead of them in the street. So, seizing their opportunity, they pitched the song there and then on a New York street. Frank immediately loved the sentiment and the intriguing concoction of the sweet and bitter sense of romance featured in the lyric, and Nelson Riddle loved how the harmony developed. "We'll use it on the album we're doing right now," says Sinatra. The album would be his first concept album, and it proved to be era-defining and sits as one of the greatest of all time, an ode to heartache, heartbreak, and romantic yearning.
In the wee small hours of the morning, while the whole wide world is fast asleep, you lie awake and think about the girl, and never ever think of counting sheep. when your lonely heart has learned its lesson. You'd be hers if only she would call in the wee small hours of the morning. That's the time you miss her most of all. When your lonely heart has learned its lesson, you'd be hers if only she would call in the wee small hours of the morning. That's the time you miss her most of all.
Extraordinary. That is absolute perfection. Let's return to the perfect musical pairing of Frank with the Count Basie Orchestra from their first studio album. So Neil Hefti had been hired to do the arrangements, and unlike the later album with Quincy Jones, there were no discussions about song selections, no what do you think of this one or how about that one. Neil Hefti says he was sent a list of a dozen or so songs along with the keys, and that was that. There may have been reasons, we can guess all these years later. Some say Frank was incredibly overworked, constantly performing, making movies and recording. Frank, though, clearly trusted Neil Hefti. He had, after all, employed him at Reprise Records as head of artist and repertoire, so clearly there was a huge amount of respect there. So we can have a guess at who chose the tunes. I suspect personally they were all Frank's suggestions, but what we do know is, unlike some of the tracks on the album, this one does actually feature Count Basie at the piano. Now that may sound a bit strange given that the album is called Frank Sinatra with Count Basie, but due to time in the studio and Basie not being the greatest sight reader, I mean, he could read music, but was not at the same level as the musicians he employed. He didn't actually have time to learn all the arrangements for the album. For this one, though, he beautifully sprinkles his trademark genius throughout. His right-hand piano fills, dancing and skipping around Frank's phrasing. Enjoy this one.
Well, this is my first affair. Please be kind, handle my heart with care. Please be kind, this is all so grand, my dreams are on parade. If you'll just understand, they'll never, never fade. So tell me your love's sincere. Please be kind, tell me I needn't fear. Please be kind, 'cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, please be kind. This is my first affair, so please be kind, handle my heart with care. Oh, please be kind. I needn't fear. Please be kind, 'cause if you leave me, dear, I know my heart will lose its mind. If you love me, baby,
Frank with the Basie Band delivering the sumptuous musical arrangement of Neil Hefti. Like several of the vocal greats, Frank was, of course, an actor of Oscar-winning proportions, and that skill of subtle but deadly storytelling means that Frank was able to deliver lyrics in a way that really made the listener feel like he was addressing us all individually. My next selection for you feels so intimate. It's like he's just phoned me up and I've said, "How you doing?" And then he's replied, recounting how he's just left the love of his life because he couldn't stand the possibility that he might turn out not to be good enough for her, and that in order to save her the pain of disappointment, he feels it best just to walk out the door and keep going. Well, that's what I hear. How about you?
By the time I get to Phoenix, she'll be rising. She'll find the note I left hanging on her door. She'll laugh when she reads the part that says I'm leaving. Cause I've left that girl, left that girl many times before. By the time I make Albuquerque, she'll be working. She'll probably stop for lunch, give me a call. But she'll just hear that phone keep on ringing. Ringing off the wall. That's all. That's all, that's all. By the time I make Oklahoma, she'll be sleeping. She'll turn softly and she'll call my name out low. She'll cry just to think I'd really leave her. Though time and time I've tried to tell her so, she just didn't know. I really would go.
Frank singing the song a 24-year-old Jimmy Webb had just written. Now let's jump forward to 1981 in Frank's recording career. If the image on the cover of In the Wee Small Hours of the Morning is iconic, with a trilby-wearing Frank leaning on a lamppost looking gloriously miserable, cigarette in hand, whiling away the hours of the night staring at the pavement thinking about the one who's just crushed his heart, then The cover of 1981's She Shot Me Down is just as iconic and evocative. Once again, the cigarette features. It's cascading smoke rising like a mysterious, perplexing cloud of thought. There's a half-drunk glass of bourbon on the bar, and an older, wearier-looking Frank is staring down, apparently wondering, once again, where and why love has taken a wrong turn. The album is, it's a perfect accompaniment to a sleepless night or a long road trip, and would prove to be his last release for the label he'd started. This song features words and music written by his old friend and musical arranger, Gordon Jenkins. Many have tried to guess which one of the women who had featured in Frank's story over the years had inspired the reflective words in this song. Who knows? But the way Frank sings this one, it could be his story, your story, my story, or everyone and anybody's story.
She was Boston, I was Vegas. She was Crip Suzette, I was Pie. She was lectures, I was movies. But I loved her. She was Mozart, I was Basie. She was afternoon tea, I was saloon. She was Junior League, I was Dodgers. But I loved her morning, night and noon. Opposites attract, the wise men claim. Still I wish that we had been a little more the same. It might have been a shorter war if we had known each other more. She was polo, I was racetrack. She was museums, I was TV. She did her best to change me, though she never, never knew quite how. But I loved her almost as much as I do now.
I loved her from 1981's She Shot Me Down. In total contrast to the weary romance of that one, we now return to the youthful innocence of the classic Capitol period of Frank's recording career. The album had been recorded and was to be called The Nearness of You, a collection of romantic ballads, not the tragic melancholia of Only the Lonely or In the Wee Small Hours. This collection was supposed to be more positive. But the team at Capitol Records felt there was no single, and so the decision was made to drop The Nearness of You and to try and find and record a song that could serve as both the album's title and as a single. And this is the song that was chosen.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it every time. Say, but let's make all the stops along the way. The problem now, of course, is to simply hold your horses. To rush would be a crime, 'cause nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it every time. Like the man says one more time. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it. Nice and easy does it.
The title track of Frank's Nice and Easy album, all of which apart from that one song, was recorded over 3 nights at the beginning of March in 1960. After one of his self-imposed retirements, usually born out of exhaustion, Frank had returned triumphantly in 1973 with Old Blue Eyes Is Back. The album featured no less than 4 songs from the great Joe Raposo, a man who is also very fondly remembered for having supplied so many of the most loved songs used for Sesame Street. Also on this album is Let Me Try Again, which we heard in episode 1 of Frank's Insight Show. And I've selected a couple more from the album I'd really like to share with you for this episode. This recording to me seems to almost have an overwhelming sense of nostalgia about it. See what you think.
When all the songs are out of tune and all the rhymes ring so untrue, when I don't find the words to say the thoughts I long to bring to you, when I hear lonely singers who are just as lost as me, making noise, not melody. You will be my music,
I'll never find the song to tell me all the things I need to say. And I'm afraid as time goes by that someday soon you'll go away and I'll be lost and trying for songs I'll never sing, wanting you is everything. You will be my music. You song. You will be my music. I can't wait any longer if I'm wrong.
From Frank's comeback album of 1973, which we will be returning to later. For 1956's Songs for Swinging Lovers, Frank was adamant that the riotously swinging rhythm section, brass and saxophones should be countered by long sustained string lines, and this next recording exemplifies that technique perfectly. Suffice to say, the musical marriage between Frank and Nelson Riddle on this album is perfection. The two of them will forever be associated with each other's work. That said, they very nearly didn't get to work together, because just 2 years before Frank and Nelson delivered the iconic Songs for Swinging Lovers that this next selection is from, Frank had been resisting the record label's suggestion that he really should consider working with Nelson Riddle. Still not actually having met Nelson and remaining unconvinced of his brilliance of being able to work with singers and write musical arrangements that truly complemented them, Frank had gone for another of the arranging giants who at the time was a little more established than Nelson Riddle and whom he knew from previous recording sessions, Billy May. And this is where the plot thickens. The week Frank wanted to record, it just so happened that Billy May was out of town. So Capitol Records, without telling Frank, gave the job to Nelson Riddle. Being aware that Frank didn't really know too much about Nelson's abilities, the arranger thought the smartest thing he could do was to write the musical charts as close in style to Billy May as he possibly could. When Frank turned up to the studio to record, he didn't recognize the man with the baton and was surprised not to see Billy May in his familiar place in front of the band. Don't forget, at this stage, he didn't even know what Nelson Riddle looked like. Studio bosses reassured him and said, look, the band were playing Billy May's arrangements and this new guy was just the conductor. But as soon as the band had played the tunes, Frank wanted to know who had written the arrangements. He could tell straight away they were different. Nelson confessed and a mutual admiration club and lifelong friendship had begun, as had one of the greatest musical pairings of the 20th century.
Every kiss, every hug seems to act just like a drug. You're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms. I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone. But now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away, I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. You're getting to be a habit with me.
One of several songs of the period that reference drugs and addiction, written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin, who just happened to also have written the next selection I'd like to share with you, which appeared on that sensational album we heard from before, featuring Frank's work with Count Basie. It's a song many have covered, and the idea to approach it as an up-tempo, swaggering swing number is in such contrast to the doo-wop ballad version by the Flamingos, or in fact any of the slow ballad versions that most other singers of the day approached it, meant that Neil Hefti's rousing arrangement made sure that this version sounded unlike any other.
Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright, 'cause I only have eyes for you, dear. And the moon may be high, but I can't see a thing in the sky, 'cause I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a garden or on a crowded avenue. You are here and so am I. Maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for you.
From the first of three studio albums which Frank recorded with the great Count Basie and his orchestra, there were some live recordings, and I've saved one of those to finish off with later. For now, though, let's return to one of several incredible songs that Frank recorded for 1965's September of My Years, an album whose lyrics reflect and whose emotive string arrangements by Gordon Jenkins sweep over us like a huge warm blanket, attempting, but never quite managing, to cover up the piercing moments where some of the song narratives remind us of the passing of time and the inevitable conclusion we're all going to come to. It's Frank, who just turned 50, at his inquisitively reflective best, speaking again directly to each of us.
One day you turn around and it's summer. Next day you turn around and it's fall. And the springs and the winters of a lifetime, whatever happened to them all? As a man who has always had the wandering ways, now I'm reaching back for yesterdays, till a long forgotten love appears. And I find that I'm sighing softly as I near September. The warm September of my As a man who has never paused at wishing wells, now I'm watching children's carousels and their laughter's music to my ears. And I find that I'm smiling gently as I'm near September, the warm September of my years. The golden warm September
The title track from 1965's September of My Years. By the time Frank began recording 1961's Come Swing With Me, the relationship with Capitol Records had become a bit of a standoff. Sinatra had asked for his own imprint on the label with more creative control, but Capitol wouldn't budge, claiming that if they gave Frank his own label, then they'd also have to do the same thing for Nat Cole, Dean Martin, Peggy Lee, and all the others. So with two albums left on the contract, Frank turned up for the sessions an hour and a half late, didn't run the songs, and recorded everything in one take as fast as he could, and then just left. Not that that seemed to affect the quality of the recordings. They still sound exciting more than half a century after those feuds with Capitol Records.
Grab your coat and snatch your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear that pitter-pat? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on parade. afraid. The rover crossed over. If I never had a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. The gold dust at my feet, on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid, 'cause the rover, he got over. If I never had a cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller. All those chicks round my feet, on the sunny, sunny side of the street.
Sunny Side of the Street, and you'll find that one on the album Come Swing With Me. Time for a couple more, which I hope will present just a small insight to the colossal catalogue of Frank Sinatra. I don't know if we're going to do a third instalment. That's entirely up to you. If you would like me to continue with Frank, please do just drop me a line. The email, don't forget, is info@lgradio.online, or you can send a message via the website on the message board. Or equally, if there's an artist you would like me to cover in this spot, just let me know. Before we finish this episode then with a riotous live recording from Frank with Count Basie, let's enjoy another of those reflective odes to melancholia that Frank inhabited so beautifully. This is another Joe Raposo composition from the Old Blue Eyes' Back album, from which we heard earlier. And this one features the masterful string arranging of the great Don Costa. Now, these sessions weren't without challenges, in contrast to the last song we heard, where Frank breezed in, sang one perfect take for each song, and then left. The comeback sessions of 1973 were not quite as straightforward. In fact, Frank was so disappointed with his own singing at the first sessions in April of that year that he insisted the tapes be destroyed that night, which they were. Thankfully, though, he returned several weeks later to give it another go.
Here's to the winners, lift up the glasses. Here's to the glory still to be. Here's to the battle, whatever it's for, to ask the best of ourselves, then give much more. Here's to the heroes, those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see. Here's to all brothers, here's to all people, here's to the winners all of us can be. Here's to the heroes, those who move mountains. Here's to the miracles they make us see.
from 1973's comeback album, Old Blue Eyes Is Back. Here's to the winners. Well, here's to Frank Sinatra, because we've reached the end of this Insight episode. As I say, let me know if you'd like me to do more on Frank, or if there's someone else whose catalogue you would like me to deep dive into. In the meantime, to finish off this episode, here's Frank with his old sparring partners, Count Basie at the piano and Quincy Jones conducting, live in Las Vegas in 1966, having an absolute blast.
I've got you under my skin. I have got you deep in the heart of me, so deep in my heart that you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I have said to myself, this affair, it never will move so well. But why should I try to resist when, baby, I know damn well that I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats in my ear, don't you know, you fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop before I begin, because I've got you under my skin. We're gonna take this here building and move it 3 feet that way. Now, hold on to your handbags. Sacrifice anything come what might for the sake of having you near, in spite of a warning voice comes in the night, it repeats and it yells in my ear, don't you know, you fool, there ain't no chance to win. Why not use your mentality, wake up, step up to reality. And each time I do, just the thought of you makes me stop just before I begin, because I've got you under my skin, and I love you under my skin.
Frank Sinatra live at the Sands Hotel, concluding this episode of Insight with me, Leo Green. Thank you so much for joining me. I do hope you've enjoyed this one. You can, of course, listen to it again whenever you like via the Listen Again page on the website. And do keep an eye on the website for all our new shows. This is lgradio.online. Thanks for listening.